This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. We have naturopathic Dr. Peter Glidden with us today, and he is taking phone calls. And we have Annette in New York, so go ahead and pick it right up right there. You go, Annette.
Okay. From the first part that I said about the spine, but I also have restless leg, which they put me on a medication for that, which is Pramipixol. So between the two, I'm not a happy camper because I can't sleep. So,
yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, and that's just really, really bad medicine, no kidding. Right? So there's a the first thing to consider with restless leg, and these recommendations work with restless legs, I'm going to guess 80% of the time. It's almost like never fail fudge, right? So when you have restless legs, that's caused by a deficiency in the minerals calcium and magnesium, period. That's what's causing the restless leg, is your body has run out of the trace minerals calcium and has run out of the trace mineral magnesium. And therefore, the muscles in your body can't constrict and relax the way that nature wants them to. So one thing you go ahead.
The blood test can show that's the problem.
Well, but there is no blood test that can tell you what your calcium status is. They haven't invented it yet. And by the way, if your calcium in your blood is high, that means that your nutritional intake of calcium is low. So it's the opposite of what you would think it is. And you just have to trust me here. This is a calcium and a magnesium deficiency syndrome. So one thing that you can do immediately, because you probably have it at your house right now,
right,
is to put 3 cups of Epsom salts into a bathtub. Epsom salts, which is magnesium sulfate. 3 cups of Epsom salts into a hot bath and soak in that for 15 to 20 minutes before you go to bed tonight. There's a homeopathic medicine that you should purchase, and you're going to want to write this down. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah, I've been writing everything you say.
Okay, very good. This is homeopathic, H-O-M-E-O-P-A-T-H-I-C,
right.
Calcarea florata, C-A-L-C-A-R-E-A, C-A-L-C-A-R-E-A, second word, F like Frank, L-U-O-R, A, T like Thomas, A. F like Frank, L-U-O-R-A-T-A, Calcarea florata. Get that in the 200C or the 200CK potency.
200C?
It's going to be the 200C or 200CK potency.
CK.
Now, this is going to be dispensed in a little tube. It looks like a lipstick container, and in that container is going to be a 200 little white pellet.
Right.
The recommendation is you take 2 of those pellets 3 times a day for 7 days.
2-3
times. Pop them in your mouth, suck on them like a Tic Tac.
Okay.
2 pellets orally 3 times a day for 7 days. If that helps and you feel better with the restless legs, you feel better with the burning pain, you continue taking it until the pain is gone. If after 7 days nothing has changed, you stop taking it because it's not going to help you. Now, that medicine could produce an almost instantaneous result relief in the burning pain that you're feeling in the spine. And it's not a pain medication. It's a curative medicine.
Wow.
In addition to that, you need the healthy bone and joint pack. You need the healthy bone and joint pack at Eiffel Health, because that combination of supplements was formulated specifically to help people like you who are having chronic bone trouble. The reason that you're having chronic bone trouble is not because you have a gabapentin deficiency.
Right.
It's because your bones have run out of the nutrients that they need to keep themselves healthy. And then there was a stress to the bone, right? You fell down. You stress the bone. And now the bone can't fix itself because it doesn't have the stuff it needs to fix itself. It's like you're an automobile that's run out of oil, and now the engine won't work. And, well, nothing wrong with the engine. You just need more oil. So the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack at Eiffel Health, their number, 888-618-1796. They'll tell you how to take the stuff. They'll tell you how to get it with free shipping. They're really great. And then I want you to do this, please, for 4 weeks. And then I want you to call me back the next time I'm on this program and tell me what happened, okay?
So do that for 4 weeks, okay.
And then call us back and tell me what happened.
And that'll help the spine and the legs.
100%. Yeah, if it doesn't, I will quit the practice of medicine, 100%.
Now, in the meantime, do I get off the 2 pills that I'm on, or...
Well, I would never prescribe that stuff.
No, but I'm desperate. So
I would take this instead, and fingers crossed. This might be a Christmas miracle. Fingers crossed, okay?
Don't take the other pills while I'm doing this, okay?
Well, you can if you want to. It's not going to interfere with this program. But those, I would not take the restless leg medicine at all. I simply would not do it. I think that's a stupid prescription, in my opinion.
The Pramipexole. Yeah.
Okay, so do the Epsom salts bath and see if you get some help tonight, at least. That could help, okay?
And how often should I do the Epsom salts? Once every night? Or?
I'll do it every night before bed, for goodness sakes. Why not? Every night before bed.
And just sit in the Epsom salt water. Okay. All right, thank you, Doc. Okie doke.
All right,
thank
good
you.
Luck. I'm sorry that you're suffering.
Thank you so much.
The result of the medical monopoly.
Thanks,
Let
Annette.
Let us know what happened, please.
All righty, that number, folks, is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We have naturopath Dr. Peter Glidden here, and he is taking your questions. And so also now, Peter, did you say the number for Eiffel Health was 888-618-8866?
No, 1796.
No, it's 888-618-1796.
1796. Okay.
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Coach.
I got one here for you. Her name's Patty, and she's in her 30s. She has severe acid reflux. She's had the camera down her throat recently. She has to sleep a month now in a 90-degree angle, and the acid burning in her throat is excruciating pain. She does not have cancer yet, but all they want to do is give her all these different medicines, and they told her, you have to stay on them, otherwise you will never get healed at all. So she contacted me, and I says, hey, guess what? Dr. Glidden's going to be on the radio tonight. Doc, what do you say?
Well, this is these recommendations are 100% guaranteed, because this is like never fail fudge. This always works, because the cause of heartburn is not too much stomach acid, which is what your medical doctor will tell you, but they're wrong. It's virtually impossible for the human body to produce too much of anything. Every once in a while it can do that, but it's the exception, not the rule. It's super easy for the body to underproduce things. Why? Because the body runs out of the nutrients necessary to produce those things, and then you're in trouble. So there's a metabolic cascade here that starts in the stomach that opens the little valve at the top of the stomach and allows the weak stomach acid to come up into your throat if your stomach acid is weak. Heartburn is caused by weak stomach acid, not an excess of stomach acid. So it's a simple, easy fix, and it's a two-pronged attack. Number one, you have to stop taking any antacid. You have to stop taking the proton pump inhibitor. You have to stop taking the antacid because they are going to make it worse. You have to start using salt. You have to salt your food with sea salt. Sea salt. And, you know, she's probably Irish if her name is Patty, so use Celtic sea salt.
In reality, she's my niece, and she's suffered a lot with this stuff, and I got another brother that goes through the same stuff.
Well, it's because he's got a bad doctor. He doesn't have a bad gene.
Yeah.
He's got a bad doctor, for goodness sakes. This is the easiest thing in the world to fix. So she salts her food so that it tastes good. And when she starts you know, on purpose, putting salt on her food. After a couple of days of doing that, she's going to be craving salt like nobody's problem. It's going to be like she opened the floodgates, and all she's going to want to do is eat salt. If that happens, just have her follow that, and in a couple of days, it'll die down because her body is deficient in salt, and it will let her know that when she starts salting her food on purpose, number one. Number two, she needs the Beyond Osteo FX sold by Eiffel Health.
Now, that's the calcium one, right?
That's their liquid calcium supplement. And the liquid calcium and the salt should fix this problem in 7 days.
Wow.
And the dose on the liquid calcium for something that's this intense would be one capful three times a day.
Okay.
And I would mix it with either fresh-squeezed orange juice, and by fresh-squeezed, I mean get an orange, cut it in half, and squeeze the juice out yourself. You know, not Tropicana in the bottle.
Doc, but that stuff tastes so delicious. I drink it with just plain. It's delicious tasting.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, one man's ceiling is another woman's floor. So, But the orange juice will help her body to absorb it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Ryan in Michigan, you're in the air.
Hi, I was wondering what the doctor thought of this. Somebody told me sourdough wheat, if it's made the fermented way, you know, like where they, with the starter and all that, where it's harder to, you know, it takes longer to, that's okay. And I've been eating that, and I don't seem to be fine with it. But my nephew that has IBS, he can even have that.
So that's a really great question. So, you know, our prohibition there is because of the gluten protein, the gluten molecule that's in bread, and it's in sourdough bread. And you might not feel like immediate negative effects from it, like, you know, you're not going to get stomach cramping or IBS symptoms. But the gluten protein is going to be damaging the tissue in your small intestine that absorbs nutrients. You know, it's like the straws that broke the camel's back. So you don't really feel anything bad when you eat the bread. But 2 years from now, you wake up and all of a sudden you've got lupus or, you know, osteoarthritis or something. And it seems to have happened overnight, but it didn't. It was a slow and steady burn because every time you ate that stuff, you were damaging the tissue in your body that absorbs nutrients. So we're not okay with sourdough bread. What we are okay with is any bread that's gluten-free. And there's a million gluten-free breads on the market now. You know, 15 years ago, there were none. Now you can find gluten-free bread, cookies, crackers, pizza, pasta, anywhere you look. So that's the recommendation, gluten-free bread only.
Amen.
Please, because you're hurting yourself and you don't even know it.
Listen to this, though. I was, like, gluten-free for maybe a little over a year, and my neighbors told me this doctor who works with a lot of gluten-free patients, he says their stomachs are an absolute mess. And that was enough.
Well, the doctor's wrong. I've worked with gluten-free patients for 35 years, and the experience is exactly the opposite. And if somebody has a funky stomach and they're gluten-free, it's not because they're gluten-free. It's because they're nutritionally deficient. So the doctor's wrong. And you shouldn't pay any attention to a medical doctor giving you any advice about anything other than drugs and surgery, because the only thing that they're trained in is drugs and surgery. And I have two really good friends, Dave Janda and Lee Merritt, who are both medical doctors who were surgeons. So I'm not against medical doctors, and a lot of medical doctors are starting to snap out of it and understand that there are more ways to help people than drugs and surgery. But they're not trained in it, and you're wasting your time if you take any advice from them, which is kind of my position.
All right. I think I had both of those you just mentioned, Lee Merritt and Janda, both on the program in the times past, having to do with COVID, if I remember right. All right.
Yeah, we fixed Janda's arthritic neck in 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Let's go to
that
West Virginia.
Ironic, right, because he was an orthopedic surgeon, and he had bad neck, right? Arthritis. Oh, I need surgery in my neck. No, you don't, Dave. Just take these supplements.
All right, very good. Out there in West Virginia, Roman, you're in the air.
Pastor, this is Ron from West Virginia, Mount Storm. It's been a long time since I talked to you.
Well, welcome back.
I've been listening off and on, but I just haven't called in because I didn't want to take away from your programs. Look, I've had COVID-19 vaccination, the second shot, and ever since then, after the second week, I've had the severe cough, even ended up in the hospital. I've still got the cough, and I can't get rid of it. Is there anything I can take to stop it or to reverse it?
Yes. Yes, 100%. It's a complicated name of the medicine, though. Do you have an email address that you can give the studio?
No, I don't have email, but my my son does, but I don't have his email even.
Do you have something to write with?
Yes, I got paper and pencil right here.
Okay, I'm going to spell the name of this medicine out. You better be ready because I don't want to repeat myself. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's C like Charlie.
Yeah.
A like Apple.
Okay.
R like Roger. B like
okay.
Baby.
What's that?
O like Oscar. N like Nancy. E like Echo. U like Uniform. M like Mary. Carboneum, CARBONEUM is the first word.
Okay.
The second word is oxygenatum. You spell that OXYG, E like Echo, N like Nancy, A like Apple, T like Thomas, U like Uniform, M like Mary. Oxygenatum, carboneum oxygenatum. You're going to want to find that in the 30C potency, C like Charlie, 30C, 30C. It's going to be a vial of pellets. It's going to be a little vial about the size of your pinky finger, and in the vial is going to be about 200 little white medicated pellets. You want to take two pellets orally four times a day. If you do that over the course of 7 days, the cough should disappear. Now, you're going to want to do a web search for that. If you can't find it, call Eiffel Health, and they will tell you where to get it. Their number, 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. And if that doesn't work, I will eat my hat.
Peter, are those the ones you let dissolve under your tongue?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Jane in Minnesota.
Hello.
Hey, Jane, you're in the air.
Oh, hi. See, doctor, my son is 35, and he has disc disease. He's had an MRI, and they're saying that he has a ruptured disc or a bulging disc. And so he's gone through the physical therapy, the steroid, hot needling, and it isn't giving him any relief. So they're talking about surgery. So do you have any ideas?
Well, how old is he?
35.
Okay, so why isn't he calling the show and asking me?
Oh, I'm at. I just happen to be driving home. And should I call him and have him call you? I can't.
Well, no, that's all right. If you think he's going to do what I tell him to do, then I'll tell you what to do. But oftentimes when people get this information secondhand, they just don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Through. Wow.
Okay,
very good.
Here's what you want to do. You want to call Eiffel Health at 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796. Tell them you need the healthy bone and joint pack. Healthy bone and joint pack.
Okay. I already wrote that down. It sounded
okay,
like
good
that.
Good girl. That should produce results within 21 days. Okay?
No kidding. Okay.
Okay,
can I
very
ask
good.
Another question? Go. It's about something completely different. I have a 5-year-old granddaughter, and she's had two episodes where her knee has become very inflamed and she gets the temperature. And that she's been taken into the emergency room. They test her for tick disease, and my daughter said for everything. But she's going to a medical doctor on Monday to be seen. Do you have any idea what that might be that is causing?
Well, the first thing to consider with musculoskeletal problems in children is that their body just doesn't have the nutrients it needs to keep the bones healthy, and their bones are growing, right?
Okay.
And so her body's running out of the bone nutrients.
And
so as the bone attempts to grow, it's becoming inflamed because it doesn't have all the stuff it needs.
Okay.
The recommendation for her, again, just like your son, would be the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack.
No kidding.
She would,
okay.
She would just take less of it, right, because she's a smaller human being.
Right.
Right. But the people at Eiffel Health can give you directions about all of that, and that's what I would recommend. And, again, this is happening while she's under the care of a conventional medical doctor, and it's baloney. It needs to stop. People need to start questioning their medical professional if you get sick while you're under their care. I mean, that's just common sense. I don't know why people don't do that more. It's just, I mean, if you bought an automobile and the transmission fell out a week after you were driving it, you'd pitch a fit. But when you get sick under the care of a conventional medical doctor, nobody complains. And it's amazing to me that happens, but I digress.
Well, you've never seen me grump them off. Boy, I haven't given it to them, I tell you.
Hey, Doc, real quick on this. When somebody now, you're talking about with the arthritis and inflammation of joints and stuff, if they take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, but they're still eating wheat, they're eating the bagels, they're eating the toast, they're eating the breads, they're eating the pizzas, isn't that what's triggering the inflammation in the joints to begin with?
Yeah, well, yes, the answer is yes. So the recommendation here is always twofold. We take the nutrients, we clean the diet up, because if you don't, you know, it's like three steps forward with the nutrients and two steps backward with the bad food. So the improvement is dramatically slowed down. Oftentimes with children, though, because, you know, their bodies are so small, that they'll respond to the program whether they change their diet or not.
Gotcha.
All right, thanks.
But it's a point that's well taken, Coach.
Good.
All right, let's go to Regina in California. Hey, Regina, you're in the air. Hey,
good
Regina.
Evening. Thank you for taking my
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, evening, and thank you for taking my call. I'm 61 years old. I have high blood pressure, and I have a hyperthyroid. I only take the medication prescribed by a doctor for the high blood pressure, but I don't take the medication that was prescribed for the hyperthyroid because the first medication the endocrinologist prescribed, I had the first and the second a bad reaction. So I just want to know what I can do for my hyperthyroid because I have the insomnia. I can't sleep at night, so I take melatonin. But is there something that I can do to perhaps help the hyperthyroidism?
Yeah, there's a homeopathic medicine called iodium. You spell that I-O-D-I-U-M, I-O-D-I-U-M, I think. I-O-D-I-U-M, iodium. Do a web search for homeopathic iodium. Get it in the 200C or the 200CK potency. Take two pellets twice a day for 7 days and see if that helps. And for hyperthyroidism, you're going to need a private appointment with someone like me because this is a very difficult thing to fix generically. But I would start with the homeopathic iodium in the 200C potency, see how you respond to that, and then call my office and set up a private appointment. I treat people virtually all over the world, so you don't have to travel to where I live, okay?
How long should I take the 200C before I call your office?
7 days.
7 days.
Yep.
Okay.
And you might experience, you know, you might experience almost immediate relief when you start to take that.
So when you say by relief, because honestly, doctor, the only issue that I have is the insomnia. You know,
well, but it's not
breathe.
The only issue that you have. It's the only issue that you think you have. But it's the most prominent one for sure. So that's what you want to look to see improve in the first 7 days when you start this program.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of other things that you need to do. I mean, if for hyperthyroidism, you need a private appointment with someone like me. But the iodium is a really, really great place to start.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr.
And I would absolutely, positively, for this particular condition, avoid the endocrinologist. I would not do what they say. I would avoid the endocrinologist for this. Okay.
After the second medication that he prescribed and it gave me negative, you know, results, I never went back. I couldn't.
It
was terrible.
And it makes you wonder why you're paying a small fortune in medical insurance premiums every month, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, you should stop doing that. And you can learn how to stop doing that by going to my website and becoming a subscriber. The name of my website, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, leavebigpharmabehind.com. You like the ring of that, Coach?
I love it.
Leavebigpharmabehind.com.
All right, very good. Let's go to New York with Marie. Marie, you're in there.
Oh, thanks so much. Two questions. The first is very simple. I think I heard you say, Dr. Glidden, you have some kind of a radio thing where people, not just this, but something you're doing where people can call in. I wanted to tell someone else about it.
Yes, ma'am. And that's, you can source that information at my website, which is leavebigpharmabehind.com.
Oh, okay, great. And the other thing I wanted to ask you, I had an infection. It was a tooth infection, and it went, I don't know. Anyway, on my arms right now, I think the infection is gone, but I do have some kind of thing on the skin that's not going, hasn't been going away. Any ideas for that?
Yeah, so the first thing to do with any health condition at all is, number one, you have to eliminate the 12 bad foods. And you have to fill your body's nutritional tank up with the 90 essential nutrients.
Okay.
I mean, these two things are mandatory, because if you don't do that, your body's going to be weak, and it's going to be easy for the stress of life to knock you over. You know, in this case, the microbial stress, or the stress of the entire dental procedure, which is a big stress to the human body. But if you're neutrophied, then it takes a much greater amount of stress to push you off balance and to give you symptoms. So you need to neutrophy. You need to give your body a fighting chance to fix itself. Because our fundamental supposition here is that your body is inhabited by a divine intelligence. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. Your body's trying to fix itself, but it needs help. So we give the body help with medical nutrition, get the heck out of the way, clean the diet up, and see how far back we bounce. And so you want to go to Eiffel Health for that. My recommendation, the Healthy Foundation Pack, give them a call and figure it out.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks for calling. I got a question, too, before we go to the break here. You say, well, eat once a day. I have some friends that eat once a day. What is there a better time to eat that one a day meal than others?
Good question.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So the body has a circadian rhythm, and the best time to eat is between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m.
All right. I know this, that if I'm hungry, I can't sleep. If I go to bed and I'm hungry, I can't sleep. I've got to get up and get something to eat, because if I don't, I just can't get to sleep.
Yeah, so that's an indication of a kind of a borderline blood sugar metabolism problem. And so we should send you a product called Sweeties which will take the edge, the rough edge off of that. And I mean, also, people have the experience that if you eat breakfast, often you're more hungry for the rest of the day than you would be if you didn't eat breakfast.
Good point.
Yeah. So,
yes.
You know, I like to have people eat between 11 and 5 if they can manage that.
You're amazing, Doc. You really are. You're a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. God has really blessed you.
All right. Very
well,
good.
35 years, you learn a thing or two. Right?
Yeah. All right. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Phone lines are open.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping? This Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense gold and myrrh, come rich and poor to owe him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
All right, we are back, and we have with us here tonight naturopathic Dr. Peter Glidden, and we are taking your phone calls. The lines are open at 888-677-9673. Chicago, you were waiting for a while, and you dropped, but you can call back now. The lines are open now at 888-677-9673.
All right, good music tonight, Pastor. By the way, really good music tonight.
Yeah, that is. That's she's a that I believe was Lisa that was singing there. 888-677-9673. Now, you've got Pastor Hal calling. Hal, you're in the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I've been taking Pastor, I'm not Pastor, but Dr. Glidden's stuff for a long time, and it's always helped me a lot, and I recommend it to anybody. You give it a shot, and you can't lose.
All right, very
That's
good.
Very kind of you to say. We got, you know, this, honest to God, Pastor, the only reason that my profession exists in such a hostile political climate, and it is hostile, as bad as you think it is, based on all the COVID nonsense that's finally coming to light, I'm telling you, man, it's 100 times worse. But the only reason that we continue to exist is because more often than not, we get results. And, you know, the proof of the pudding's in the eating, and it's hard to keep the bushel on that light. So I appreciate the kind words very much.
All right, thanks. Do you think that these medical doctors, some of them have come clean and said, you know, folks, you know, they're admitting that they really missed it on this COVID thing. They were taken for a ride. Anyhow, let's go to Massachusetts with Monica. Hey, Monica, you're in there.
Hi. I just stumbled on your program. It's wonderful what I've heard so far. I'm going to try to summarize this. I got COVID three separate times, and I got COVID originally before anybody knew what COVID was. That one almost killed me. I did not get the vaccine. Still haven't had the vaccine. But since then, I have had no, I had no health problems before that. Now I've been diagnosed with kidney disease, liver disease, beginning emphysema. I've had a blood clot now, and now something's right now is wrong with my lungs. So I'm going to leave it at that and take your advice.
Okay, so, you know, this is what happens in our life, that we go through life in an undernutrified body, and we can handle the stress of life, and we can make it through. And then we'll get stressed by something big, like, you know, whatever it was that caused the COVID pandemic, whatever that was. I'm not sure if it was a virus, but whatever it was that caused that knocked your body down. And it's been hard for your body to get up from that knockdown, not because, you know, there's anything nasty that's lingering in your body from, you know, the stress of COVID, but because your body was weak to begin with because it was undernutrified, and you didn't know it was undernutrified. You were eating all the wrong food most of the time. You didn't know that you were doing that. And so your body was weak. And then you got hammered, and now it's hard for your body to recover. And it's not because you're getting older. It's not because you have a bad gene. It's not because of chemtrails, which are a very real thing, by the way. But the first
and
thing to
the
consider
way,
here
you,
is
you
that you are just
this, though,
suffering
just
from
add...
global nutrient deficiencies, which are exaggerated and aggravated by consistent consumption of foods that are inflammatory to your body. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing for you to do for 90 days as a little in-house experiment to see how far back you can bounce is to clean your diet up and fill your body's nutritional tank up every day for 90 days with 90 essential nutrients.
Amen.
And then see where that leaves you. And, you know, you might be surprised. Maybe the emphysema still lingers after that, and if it does, then there's stuff that we can do for the icing on the cake to fix that. But the first thing to do is to clean your diet up. You can get that information at my website, leavebigpharmabehind.com, and get the healthy brain and heart pack, the healthy brain and heart pack. From Eiffel Health, Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Yep.
Okay.
888-618-1796.
And I do want to let you know, which you won't be surprised, that I have zero tolerance for bread, milk, sugar, all of those. So I'll say 90% been cut out of my diet.
Well, so you're ahead of the game then, and that's probably saved your life. Honest to God, that probably saved your life, because if you'd have been eating that stuff like everybody in this country does, you probably would have been hammered a lot more. Where in Massachusetts are you, by the way? I grew up in Massachusetts.
She just dropped. Let's go to Minnesota and with Dave.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, you're
Hi,
in the
everybody.
Air. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I just came in on the meeting a few minutes ago. I was driving in my car, and I'm pulling my driveway. My question is, here's the deal. I have had a divorce. It's been kind of hard about a year and a half ago. And I've got, I had a heart attack, and I've got some high blood pressure and stuff, which I handle with my medications and so forth. And now I've got a dental problem. I'm going to have to pull some teeth. And I was on an antibiotic for a little while, and then now I'm wondering if there's some way of solving my. I've still got in my gum. I've got some. What you call it? Oh gosh, I've got infection in my gum line, and I'm going to have to pull some teeth.
Yeah, okay, I can tell you. I can tell you what to do. You got something to write with?
Just a moment. I'm going to pull it out of my pocket here. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you want to call this number, 888-618-1796. You want to order one bottle of OsteoFX. That's O-S-T like Thomas, E-O, OsteoFX liquid. And one bottle of plant mineral.
Osteo, M-A-S?
Yeah. Osteo, F like Frank, X like X-ray. OsteoFX.
Okay.
In the liquid form, and one bottle of plant mineral. Okay.
One bottle.
You want to go. You want to go to the health food store and get a bottle of colloidal silver. Get a bottle of colloidal silver at the health food store. Okay.
Okay. What was the number to call?
888-618-1796. But here's how you want to take it. You want to take half an ounce of the liquid minerals and half an ounce of the OsteoFX. Mix them together, put them in your mouth, and swish it around in your mouth so it gets up in your teeth and your gums. Swish it around for a good minute, and then swallow it, and then put 1 teaspoon of colloidal silver in 1 ounce of water, swish that around in your mouth and swallow that. And I want you to do that twice a day, and that should go a long way towards helping this problem with your teeth. So
That's going to probably help me having to extract them because I've got decay in my wrists of my teeth.
Well, you know, maybe, the best case scenario, it'll stop it from happening anymore to any other teeth. And, you know, you may get lucky. So this is what you want to do to optimize the health of your teeth. You want to mix these two liquids together, swish them around in your mouth, and then chase it with the colloidal silver. That's a really good recipe, and it may help you. So,
Doc, is there any difference in the strength of the colloidal silver? Because it comes in different potencies.
Yeah, the best one to get over the counter is at a health food store. It's called Sovereign Silver, S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N, Sovereign Silver. That's the best one to purchase over the counter at a health food store. Okay.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Ray in Philly.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
We're okay. How are you, Ray?
All right. Thank you. Dr. Glidden, quick question for you. My mother's 9 years old. She's in the hospital. She came down with the flu, and she's being treated for the flu and pneumonia. Of course, they're giving her antibiotics. And to add difficulty on top of that, she's had congestive heart failure for at least two years now. And they're trying to eliminate the fluid from her body using Lasix.
There's not a lot. So I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to have to sneak this in because they won't let you do anything in the hospital unless they okay it, right? So
yes.
But there is a homeopathic medicine,
uh-huh,
which is 75% successful for pneumonia.
Okay.
And it comes in little, you know, it's a little small vial, and the dose is little tiny pellets, and so you should be able to give it to your mother on the sly, okay?
Which one are you referring to? Because I use homeopathic remedies myself.
Phosphorus. So you give her phosphorus.
What's it called? Oh, phosphorus?
Yep. Phosphorus.
Okay.
I would give it to her. I'd get it in the 1M potency, M like Mary.
Yes, 1M. Okay.
Yep, and I'd give her 2 pellets 3 times a day, see if that fixes the pneumonia.
Okay, that's fine. So
okay.
So the phosphorus, 1 M. Okay.
Yep, the 1 M potency, 2 pellets, 3-4 times a day.
Okay, now let me ask you this one question. Will that have any adverse effects on her other medications she's taking? No? Okay, so there's no interaction.
No negative.
Don't worry about any of that.
Zero
okay.
interactions. The other medications could interfere with the action of the phosphorus.
Right.
But
okay.
the phosphorus is not going to interfere with the action of any of her other meds, so there's no harm
okay.
and no foul there.
So that right. won't interfere. That won't create any problems with sodium levels, things like that?
No, not at all. And I've seen
okay.
phosphorus bring people back from near death with pneumonia. It's a wonderful medicine.
Wow.
Okay, that's what I will do then.
Okay,
I appreciate
best of luck.
It.
Let me know
you
what happens,
very much.
Please.
Right. I will. Appreciate
well.
It. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Let's go out to New York to Angel. Angel, you're in the air.
Hey, we're talking to an angel. And it's almost Christmas.
And Dr. Glinton.
Okay.
I have hypertension, you know, that's high blood pressure, and I have diabetes type 1. But I'm having a problem with erectile dysfunction. Do you think you can help me with that? And if you do, it's a miracle.
Well, the first thing to consider with ED is that it's a cholesterol deficiency. So are you taking a statin drug?
All I take is lisinopril and what's the name of that other one? Atorvastatin.
Yeah, so it's the statin drug that's causing the ED. So the statin drug is meant to lower your total cholesterol level.
Okay.
And all of your sex hormones are made from cholesterol. That's what they're made from.
Right.
So when you lower cholesterol, when you drive cholesterol into the ditch with a statin drug, your sex hormones are going to dry up. And by the way, there's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. You've been lied to.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen.
And you can find information about that on my website, and I encourage you to do that. I have a subscription service on my website. It's $24 a month. It's super inexpensive. There's a ton of information you can learn there. So I would encourage you, please, to visit my website and start to bring yourself up to speed here, because the medical doctors are not correct about what's causing your health conditions. They're wrong. And so my website is leavebigpharmabehind.com. There's a wealth of information there. I encourage you to become a subscriber. Bring yourself up to speed with this, okay?
Because I'm only 65, and
yeah, I mean, I'm 65, man. I'm not taking any prescription meds, and my work is perfect.
Yeah, but you're a doctor. You know exactly what to do.
Yeah, well, we're running out of time, but thanks anyhow. Let me go. This is Dara. Dara, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Glidden. Hi. I have a couple of questions, all right? I've been trying to find out for a very, very long time, I would say a good couple of years or more, the B vitamins in your 90 essential nutrients, are they methylated vitamins, the Bs?
Yes, they are. In the 2.5 tangy tangerine, they're methylated, yep.
Okay, wait. Wait a second. The 2.5 tangy tangerine... okay,
yep,
and those are Bs in the tangy tangerine?
Yeah, they're methylated, yep.
Okay, second question is this. I have, like, a lot of clicking going on all over my body, my neck, my arms, this and that, and I believe that you told one caller a while ago, a long time ago, that he needed more calcium. What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, so the recommendation for everybody, right, would be the Healthy Foundation Pack.
All right, we only have 1 minute left, Peter. Go ahead.
All right, so it's the Beyond OsteoFX Liquid is the calcium donor. The Beyond OsteoFX Liquid. I would get 2 bottles a month, take 1 ounce twice a day mixed with pineapple or orange juice, 1 ounce twice a day of the Beyond OsteoFX Liquid, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Good luck. Get that at Eiffel Health, 888-618-1796.
All right, Hal, you are on, Pastor Hal.
Okay, I guess everybody wants to go to heaven instead of go to hell when they die, and the Bible has the answer. The Bible says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Now, why was it necessary for Jesus to come into the world to seek and to save us if churches or your good works or anything else like that could save you? Your good works can't save you. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, but not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Here it is in a nutshell. God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's in Ephesians 1, 7. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." So nothing can wash away your sins except the blood of Christ. You can have 1,000 popes, 1,000,000 priests, and everybody else you know saying absolution over you and all this stuff, but it won't wash away one sin. And if you could quit sinning right now and never sin again to the day you died, just the sins you've already done would keep you out of heaven. But when you go to God and admit to him that you're a sinner, the Bible says in Luke 13:3, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." You come to God admitting to him you're a sinner, being sorry about the fact your sins put Jesus there on that cross, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross, shedding his blood for your salvation. He'll do it. God wants you to be saved from hell 1,000,000 times more than you could want to be, but he's leaving it up to you. It's a free gift. You can open up that door of your heart from the inside and ask Jesus to come in. And that's the way you get saved. The Bible says that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. And that's why, you know, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, God Almighty is coming in with him. The Holy Spirit is coming in with him, and the Holy Spirit gives you spiritual birth right then and there into the body of Christ. And it's eternal. Nobody can take it away from you. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." So if you want to go to heaven when you die, and it could be tonight, you don't know.
1 minute.
If you want Jesus to come into your heart and give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross in full, ask him to come in right now. He said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The call is to pray. Pray with me this simple prayer. "Dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins. Give to me the payment you paid for me on that cross in full. Give me eternal life. I receive you right now as my one and only way to heaven, my Savior, in Jesus' name. Amen." Now, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, if you prayed that, God gave you eternal life right then and there, and nobody can take it away from you. And you know you got it because God promised you, and God can't lie. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Hal, because that is the most important thing.
Amen.
One of these days, for those of us that have said that prayer, we won't ever have to worry about being sick again, okay? And we are out of time for tonight. So, Peter, thank you again for being here. You've had these phone lines lit up the entire night, my friend.
Pastor, also the thanks go to you. I appreciate the platform. You're the man, and you continue to be the man. Don't ever stop being the man.
Well, thanks for those kind words.
He's the man, and you're the best.
Until tomorrow, we want to say good night.
Good night.
God bless. And always, 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 always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
We get it. You're busy. You don't have time to waste on the mainstream media. That's why Salem News Channel is here. We have hosts worth watching, actually discussing the topics that matter. Andrew Wilkow, Dinesh D'Souza, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. We're not like the other guys. We're Salem News Channel. Watch anytime on any screen for free 24/7 at snc.tv. and on Local Now, Channel 525.